看圣经腓立比书第三章。
Let us turn to the Bible, the book of Philippians, chapter 3.
第七节、第八节。
Verse 7 and verse 8.
新约圣经腓立比书第三章第七节、第八节。
In the New Testament, the book of Philippians, chapter 3, verse 7 and verse 8.
这是一位传道人叫保罗啊，他信仰的一个体验的心声。
This is about the experience of a preacher named Paul.
他说，我以前以为与我有益的，我现在因着基督都把它当作有损的。第八节。
Verse 8.
不但如此，我也将万事当作有损的，因为我已认识我主基督耶稣为至宝，我为他已经丢弃万事，看作粪土，为要得着基督。啊，保罗还没有信耶稣以前啊，跟我们每个人都一样啊，追求世上啊这个名利、地位、享乐。
Prior to his conversion, Paul is likened to every one of us here. He would pursue for luxury.For fame and fortune.
但是自从他认识了主耶稣基督之后，
Yet ever since he was converted to Christianity and got to know our Lord well,
就把以前他认为最好的、所追求的当作有损的。
He began to see everything that he used to possess as a loss.
因为他已经认识了耶稣基督，他才是真的至宝。
Because he has come to know our Lord Jesus Christ, and he sees our Lord as the most precious.
所以为了得到主耶稣基督，他宁愿把以前所追求的、所盼望的，都把它丢弃。
And for the sake of our Lord Jesus Christ, he was willing to forsake all he used to hold treasure dear.
让我想到，曾经有一个皇后，她生日的时候。
I thought of a story about a queen when it was her birthday.
王很高兴。
The king was joyous.
就对王后说，你有什么要求？就是国的一半我也要给你。
He said to his queen, whatever request that you have, I will grant you, even if it means half of my kingdom.
但是这个王后啊，非常聪明。
The queen was very smart.
他对王说
She said to the king,
王啊，我什么都不要。
She said, Dear king, I want nothing.
我只要永远得着你。
All I want is to have you forever.
真是一位聪明的王后。
She is indeed a clever woman.
她能够永远拥有王，她就永远是王后。
If she were to have the king for the rest of her life, then she would always be the queen.
他就能够分享王所拥有的一切。
She shall have a share of whatever the king possessed.
难怪保罗在这里说，因为耶稣基督才是至宝。
No wonder Paul says here that because Jesus Christ is the most precious.
因为万物都是本于他。
Because all things came from him.
啊，靠着他得到保存。
It is through him that everything is sustained.
也要把他所拥有的赐给他所喜悦的人。
And he shall grant those who believe in him.
昨天我们也谈到人生有三宝。
Last night we talked about the three gifts of life.
就是福禄寿。
Which is life, longevity, and fortune.
福，我们所说的福就是财富很多。
Fortune means you have much.
祖孙啊，成群。
You have a lot of children and grandchildren.、啊、
所以我们古人也说，多子多孙多福气。
All right, there is an ancient saying that goes, if you have a lot of children, offsprings, you will have much blessings.
财富子孙能够成为我们的宝。
Our children and our possessions can become a gift to us.
那必须啊，由主来赏赐才是宝。
Yet this gift must come from our Lord.
因为主耶稣给我们的财富啊，不加上忧虑的。
Because God will not add burden to our gift.
拥有没有忧虑的财富， 那财物才是真的是宝。
To receive a gift that is without burden, that would be a true blessing.
我们的祖孙如果能够敬神守道，
If our children and our offsprings can't fear the Lord and keep His words,
他必然会敬爱，会孝顺父母。
They will learn to honor their parents.
使父母在儿女的身上得到欢喜快乐。
They shall be the source of joy for their parents.
禄就是名誉、地位、官俸。
Next would have been your earnings, which would have been what you earned and your social status.
但是我们所追求的不过是世上的虚名。
But what we're pursuing is merely this, this vanity, this namesake.
我们所追求的世上的这些地位、名誉，常常是会带来彼此惹气，互相嫉妒。
We constantly pursue for good reputation and higher social status, but these often bring us grief.
并且要归于虚无有。
In the end, they shall pass.
如果我们的名能够记录在神的生命册上，
However, if our name were to be recorded in God's book of life,
能够永远蒙神纪念，那才是宝，真的有价值。
To be remembered by our Lord forever, that would be a blessing indeed.
寿就是我们的生命。
Life or longevity would mean our life.
当然，生命最宝贵。
Of course, our life is the most precious of all.
因为耶稣也曾经说，人若赚得全世界，赔上了生命，那我们还能够拿什么来换回生命呢？
Lord Jesus once said, "What is it to a man if he has gained the whole world but has lost his life?"
但是人的生命真的是又短又苦。
Yet the life of a man is short and bitter.
转眼之间，几十年就过去了。
In the twinkling of an eye, decades would have passed.
我们所拥有的一切也都要跟我们说再见。
And whatever we possess shall say goodbye to us.
但是主耶稣说，
Yet our Lord said,
神爱我们世人，
God loves us.
将他的独生子就是耶稣基督赏赐给我们。
He gave us his only beloved son Jesus Christ to us.
叫我们每一位相信他的人不但免去将来的沉沦，还要享受永生。
So that those who believe in him shall not suffer, but rather shall enjoy eternal life.
所以我们想要得到世上一切的福气，认为宝贵的，还是要在主里有主来赏赐，我们才能够拥有，才能够成为宝。
To earn the gains of the whole world,First of all, you need to believe in the Lord because it is the Lord who blesses, and His blessings are indeed precious.
耶稣还应许要给我们三样与我们的生活息息相关的三件宝。
The Lord Jesus has promised that He would give us three gifts which would closely tie to our daily living.
第一就是平安。
First, it would be peace.
我们常常说求平安胜过这个天福寿。
We often say that pursuing for peace is much better than pursuing for wealth or longevity.
平安就是福。
Because peace is a blessing.
如果我们一生都处在不平安的状况当中，还有什么福气可以说呢？
If we live a life of turmoil, what blessing can there be?
但是确实我们的人生真的充满了很多的无奈。
Indeed, our life brings us much sorrow.
太多的天灾人祸。
Too much natural disasters and human calamities.
各种的灾害、战争。
All kinds of disasters and warfare.
最近英国抓到了21个 恐怖分子。
Recently, in the UK, the police had captured 20 terrorists.
他们企图在英国坐上各种飞机，让这个飞机爆炸。
They plotted to board several airplanes from the UK and to detonate a bomb on those planes.
生活在这个动乱不安的时代里面，真的我们没有平安。
Indeed, living in this turmoil and in this world, we do not enjoy peace at all.
甚至英国就禁止了欧洲各种飞机进入英国的领域里面。
And indeed, the United Kingdom has stopped all planes coming from Europe to enter into its airspace.
真的，我们常常说啊，天有不测的风云，人有旦夕的祸福。
Indeed, it is true that humans cannot predict what kind of disasters would befall upon him.
在圣经约伯记第五章第七节，告诉我们，人生啊，所经历的就是更多的苦难。
In the book of Job, chapter 5, verse 7, it tells us that the life of a human is all bad, it's all sorrow.
在十四章的第一节提到人为妇人所生。
In chapter 14, verse 1, it tells us that all men are born by women.
日子短少。
Their lives will be short.
出来像花，挥去如同影子。
And they will appear like a flower and then pass on like a shadow.
也如诗人摩西所说的，人生七十，强壮的八十。
Indeed, likened to what Moses said, a man's life is about 70 years old, and if he is stronger, he lives to the age of 80.
在这七八十年的人生里面所经历的，就是劳苦愁烦，转眼成空。
And in these 70 or 80 years, all men experience are bitterness, sorrow, and in the twinkling of an eye, everything ends.
确实，在这个短苦的人生里面，如果我们能够拥有平安，那才真是福。
Indeed, in this life of sorrow and turmoil, if we were to have peace, indeed, that would be a blessing to us.
谁能够拥有真正的平安？
Who possesses genuine peace?
看约伯记二十二章。
Let's turn to Job chapter 22.
约伯记二十二章。
The book of Job chapter 22.
二十一节。
Verse 21.
旧约圣经约伯记二十二章二十一节。
The book of Job chapter 22, verse 21.
你要认识神，就得平安，福气也必临到你。只要我们能够认识神，来敬拜这个造天地万物、掌管我们生死祸福的神，那我们就在他里面得到平安，享受福气。
As long as you come close to God, to draw near to our God who created the heavens and the earth and who controls our life and our death, then you shall be at peace.
我们到哪里去寻找这位创造宇宙万物、掌管着我们生死祸福的神？
Where can we find this God who created the heavens and the earth and who control our life and our death?
我们看约翰福音。
Let's turn to the Gospel of John.
约翰福音第一章。
Gospel of John, chapter 1.
第一节。
Verse 1.
约翰福音第一章第一节。
Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 1.
太初有道，道与神同在，道就是神。第二节。
2.
这个道太初与神同在，第三节。
3.
万物是借着他造的，凡被造的没有一样不是借着他造的，第四节。
4.
生命在他里头，这个生命就是人的光。我们就看过十四节就可以。
Let us skip to verse 14.
道成了肉身，住在我们中间，充充满满的有恩典有真理，我们也见过他的荣光，正是父独生子的荣光。十八节。
18.
从来没有人看见神，只有在父里的独生子将他表明出来。 道就是神。
The word was God.
神是灵。
God is spirit.
我们肉眼没有办法看得见。
We cannot see spirit with our naked eyes.
但是神为了让我们知道他的存在。
Yet in order for us to know that God exists.
他的公义，他的慈爱。
In order for us to experience His righteousness and His
他的全能，他的信实。
His almightiness and His faithfulness.
啊，道就成为肉身到世上。
The Word was manifested in the flesh and came into the world.
就是耶稣基督。
And that would be Jesus Christ.
是主耶稣基督来，就是要将那我们肉眼所没有办法看得见的神，借着耶稣基督的肉体。有形有体的跟我们显现。
And the purpose of the coming of our Lord Jesus is to reveal to us the physical form of God, since we cannot see God.
所以耶稣说：“你们看见我，就看见了那不能看见的父。”
That is why Jesus said, "When you see me, you will be seeing the one who is invisible to your eye, the Father."
我与父原为一。
I and the Father are one.
所以借着耶稣基督，我们就能够来认识这位真神。
Through Jesus Christ, we came to know our true God.
我们接受耶稣基督，我们就能够从他得到平安，得到福气。
If we were to accept Jesus Christ, then we shall receive peace and blessings from Him.
我们看约翰福音十六章。
Let's turn to John chapter 16.
约翰福音十六章三十三节。
Verse
33. 33节。
Verse 33.
我将这些事告诉你们，是要叫你们在我里面有平安。在世上你们有苦难，但你们可以放心，我已经胜了世界。主耶稣在这里告诉我们，只要我们在他里面，我们就可以呀、啊。拥有平安。
Lord Jesus tells us here that as long as we are in Him, we shall enjoy peace in the world.
得到真正的平安。
We shall receive genuine peace.
他要成为我们的磐石，成为我们的山寨。
He shall be our shelter, our harbor.
他要做我们坚定的依靠。
He shall be our, we shall be His reliance.
他要成为我们患难中的避难所。
And He shall be our refuge in times of trouble.
虽然在世上我们仍然、啊、会遭遇到各种患难，
Even though we still live in this world and we still experience tribulation，
但是在苦难中，因为我们在主里，我们就拥有平安。
Yet because we are in the Lord, when we are met with tribulation, we shall still enjoy peace。
我们再看约翰福音十四章二十七节。
Let's turn to John chapter 14 verse 27。
约翰福音十四章二十七节。
John chapter 14 verse 27.
我留下平安给你们，我将我的平安赐给你们，我所赐的不像世人所赐的，你们心里不要忧愁，也不要胆怯。主耶稣这里告诉我们，他是给我们的平安跟世人所说的平安、啊、不同。
Here, Lord Jesus said, "The peace that He leaves with us is different from the peace of the world."
世人身体健康，他就平安。
People of this world, when they are healthy, they are at peace.
他事事如意，他就觉得我很平安。
When everything goes smoothly, they will feel that they are at peace.
但是我们不是俗语常说吗？不如意的事十常八九。
Isn't there a saying that goes, we will meet with tribulations 80% of the time?
很多事情临到我们都是出乎意料的、啊、超过我们所想的。
And a lot of times when things happen to us, it is totally out of our expectation.
很多灾祸往往是忽然来到。
A lot of disasters and calamities comes at a sudden.
但是不管我们遭遇了任何事情，只要我们心中有主，我们常常在主里面，再大的患难困苦临到我们，我们的心还是平安的。这种平安才是真正的平安，才是宝。
Yet, no matter what calamities that we are facing, we will find that because we are in the Lord, we have peace, and this peace is different from other peace.
在台湾，921大地震的时候，曾经呢，死掉了2000多人。
A few years ago in Taiwan, on September the 21st, there was a major earthquake, and thousands of people perished.
整个山被移动。
Whole mountains have been moved.
真的，我们呢，住在台中县埔里那边的信徒告诉我们，那个时候911来到的时候，那个地震呐，真的会叫啊，像地鸣啊，好像千军万马在奔跑一样。
And we have members who live in the central area of Taiwan, and they recall that night when the earthquake struck, it was indeed terrifying because the earth roared, and it was likened to thousands and thousands of horses galloping across.
整个山被移动了5公里。
Whole mountains have been moved by 5 meters.
早上起来，哎，我家怎么变在这边呢？
And when they got out in the morning, they were surprised to find where they were.
实在太可怕了。
It was indeed terrifying.
但是在这个忽然来的灾祸里面，我们很多弟兄姐妹确实享受了主里的平安。
Indeed, in this sudden disaster, many of our brothers and sisters in Taiwan had experienced peace from God.
在一个东式王朝的一个大楼里面。
In a building,
我们有一位弟兄，他先生啊出差不在。
We have a sister whose husband was out of town on business.
半夜的时候，忽然整个灯熄灭了，地震了。
In the middle of the night, suddenly the lights went out and the ground began to shake.
好像坐在摇篮上面一样。
She said that she was sitting as if in a cradle.
这个姊妹啊，就带着两个孩子，牵着两个孩子。
The sister went and grabbed her 2 children.
赶快逃生。
And tried to escape.
电梯不能坐。
They could not go into the elevator.
走楼梯。
Trying the stairs.
整个灯光熄灭。
But it was so dark because there was no light.
他就拿着两个孩子，心里一直祷告：“主啊，求你带领我的路，求你看顾保护我。”
And she ran down the stairs with her 2 children. In her heart, she was praying to the Lord to guide her steps, to guide and protect them.
非常奇妙的，就有一道光照在她面前。
Miraculously, there was a ray of light shone right in front of her.
她就顺着那一道光啊，一直跑下来。
She followed the light and ran all her way down the stairs.
当她跑到二楼的时候，二楼已经跟地面打平了。
When she went to the second floor, she found that the second floor is actually at ground level already.
因为看到外面就是马路，二楼怎么变成外面是马路了？
Because from the second floor, she could see that she is at level with the street.
因为那是安全玻璃。
Since it was safety glasses.
他敲了撞了打不破。
She tried to break through the glass to get out. She couldn't.
他就跪下来祷告。
So again, she knelt down to pray.
就有路人发现了，从外面把玻璃敲破了，把他们救出去。
And a passerby came by, saw them, broke the glasses and rescued them.
拉着两个孩子一出去，这个整个大楼陷下去了。
And when she grabbed her 2 children and went out of the building, that whole building collapsed.
真的有惊无险。
Was indeed very dangerous, but her life and her children's life were preserved.
另外，我们有一位原住民的传道人。
We have a preacher who is a native.
921大地震那一天呐，他刚好休假在家。
The day of the earthquake, he was at home on vacation.
忽然大地震了。
And when the earthquake struck,
要出去，整个房子倾斜15度了。
When he was ready to go out of the house, he found that the house has
被卡住了
collapsed to an angle 15 degrees, and the door was stuck.
出不去了。
He couldn't leave.
这个时候，全家跪下来祷告。
So at this time, the whole family knelt down to pray.
祷告的时候，地震又来。
And when they prayed, the earthquake struck a second time.
竟然把它歪斜了15度的房子又摆正了。
The house that was tilted at 15 degrees was shook once again, and it was actually went straight up.
全家赶快逃出去。
And the whole family ran out of the house.
神是给他们意外的平安。
It is God who has given them unexpected peace.
在这个921啊，这个大地震的这个灾区里面。
In the disaster area of this earthquake.
我们有一位从台北教会啊去的一位姐妹去那边做。这个心灵重建的工作。
We have a sister from our Taipei church who went to the disaster area to counsel some of the members.
这个姐妹叫做洪淑美。
And the sister was by the name of Hong Shu Mei.
因为她也就是从灾难当中啊，得到神的恩典来归主。
She came to believe in the Lord because of a disaster.
她是一次啊，这个。水灾土石流的时候，整个社区呀、被这个山坡埋没了。
She was actually the survivor of a landslide when her whole village was buried underneath the rocks.
这个洪淑美先生跟三个孩子啊，全部被埋掉了。
And our sister and her three children and her husband were all buried underneath the slide.
他也被倒下来的围墙啊压在身上。
And that was actually a wall that collapsed on her.
好在铁门啊顶着，有一根木棍把它顶着，所以下半身啊被压着，上半身啊没有被压到。
Fortunately for her, there was a metal bar that managed to block the wall, and therefore the collapse were only covered. Her legs fell on her legs, but not on her body.
当他被发现救出来的时候啊，已经啊，经过太久的时间。
When she was found by the rescuers, many days had passed.
送到医院的时候啊，因为那个腿压伤太久，细胞啊，已经坏死，那病毒啊，就往身上移动。
When she was rescued, days had passed, and because her legs had been crushed by the wall.Had crushed by the walls, the cells were dead, and the viruses began to spread to her upper body.
所以医生告诉她，为了保有你的生命，你必须还要截肢。
The doctor said to her that in order to preserve your life, you need to be amputated.
后来她知道这个灾害，丈夫死了，三个可爱的儿女也一起死掉了。
Later on, she learned that in this disaster, she has lost her husband and her three children.
大腿还要被截肢。
And what is more terrifying is that she has to amputate her legs.
她真的哭得死去活来。
She couldn't take it and she was crying bitterly.
后来转院到这个台湾的大学的附属医院在那边住院，台大医院
And she was later on transferred to a better hospital.
我们台北教会的福音组到那边去传福音。
And the gospel group of our Taipei church went to the hospital to preach the gospel.
看这个女人实在太可怜了。
When they saw this woman, she was indeed very pathetic.
就安慰她，帮她祷告，为她做见证。
They comfort her, they pray for her, and they bear witness for her.
帮她祷告完。这个洪淑美竟然呢、对我们福音组的成员说：“你们能不能再来帮我祷告
？”And after the prayer, our sister Hong said to the gospel group, "Can you pray for me again?"
他说：“我们帮你祷告，你有什么感觉吗
？”When our members asked her, "Do you feel anything when we pray for you?"
他说：“本来他全身非常痛苦。”那你们帮我祷告的时候，我感到那个痛苦消失了。
She explained that when they were praying for her, before they were praying for her, she felt pain all over her body, but when they prayed, the pain seemed to have disappeared.
那福音组的成员当然看到这个祷告的果效，当然他们非常高兴。第二天就带着传道 再去探望他。
And the gospel group was very encouraged when they heard this. So the next day, they brought a preacher to the hospital with them to pray for her.
跟他见证耶稣。
And they testified to her about Jesus Christ.
按手帮他祷告。
And they lay hands on her and pray for her.
结果，按手在他头上的时候。
When the preacher lay hands on her head.
哎，照顾他的姐姐啊，就看到这个洪淑美的脚在动了。
The sister of Hong Shumei saw that her toes were actually moving.
就一直喊着说，哎呀，她的脚在动了，在动了。
And so she screamed out, saying, "Look, her toes are moving."
本来整只脚已经麻痹了啊，必须要截肢的，竟然血液又可以再流通，神经又可以复原。
Initially, the whole leg was supposed to be amputated, but after the prayer, blood begins to flow, and she could feel some pain, and the nerves are working again.
后来医生检验的结果也说不必再截肢了。
And after the doctor's examination, he concluded that there is no need for amputation anymore.
这个洪淑梅对耶稣基督就生发了强烈的信心。
So this Hong Shumei began to have a great feeling about Lord Jesus.
过了一个礼拜
，After a week，
她就可以坐轮椅。到台北教会参加聚会。
She was able to go to the Taipei Church for service in a wheelchair.
再过一个礼拜，就撑着两个拐杖，可以到教会了。
And a week later, she was able to go to church with crutches.
再过一个礼拜，剩下一只拐杖就可以。
Another week passed, and she could go with just one crutch.
再过一个礼拜，竟然不用拐杖，自己可以从台大医院走到我们杭州南路这个跟济南路转角的台北教会聚会。
And the following week, she was able to walk from the hospital to the church all by herself.
后来她得到了圣灵，受洗归主。
Later on, she received the Holy Spirit and she was baptized into the church.
一周年，这个灾变一周年的时候，我们加拿大电视台竟然从媒体知道这个洪淑梅在这种大灾难的当中，她的心灵能够这么快的得到复健，特地去采访。
And on the anniversary of that day, a television station in Canada heard about our sister's story and went to interview her.
她就告诉她，因为我在真耶稣教会信耶稣，我又得到了圣灵。
And the sister told the interviewer that it is all due to the fact that she came to know our Lord Jesus Christ and has received the Holy Spirit.
我感受到神的爱。
She said she could feel the love of God.
我因祸得福。
And this is indeed a blessing in disguise.
他还带这个加拿大电视台这些记者到我们台北教会参加安息日的聚会。
She even brought the interviewer and the crew member of this Canadian television station over to our Taipei church for service.
不过不知道我们加拿大这边电视台有没有播放那个记录。
But we don't know whether this television station has broadcast her interview in Canada.
所以在921这个大地震的时候，这个洪淑梅呢就到灾区去做心灵重建的工作。
So, when the great earthquake of September 21st struck, our sister Hong Shumei went over to the disaster area to help to counsel.
因为在这个灾害当中很多人真的家破人亡，无家可归。
Because indeed, in this disaster, a lot of people have lost everything and lost loved ones.
他就把他的经历告诉他们。
She went there and relayed her experience to those who were suffering.
他说还没有信耶稣以前，他自己认为他是全世界最幸福的女人。
She said before she came to know our Lord Jesus Christ, she felt that she is the most fortunate woman in the world.
他先生经营这个汽车材料行。
Her husband is in the business of auto parts.
生意做得很好。
And the business was good.
所以他也买了别墅，他跟孩子都住在别墅。
So she bought a mansion, and she and her children live in the mansion.
丈夫非常顾家。
Her husband takes care of the family very good, very well.
啊，真的是一个标准的丈夫，标准的父亲。
And he is indeed an ideal husband, an ideal father.
三个儿女呀，又非常聪明可爱。
And three children were adorable and very clever.
所以他认为她是世界上最幸福的女人。
So she felt that she is the most fortunate woman in the world.
但是好景无常。
But good things do not last.
灾难忽然来到。
Disaster suddenly strikes.
她的梦碎了。
Her dream was shattered.
她拥有的一切归于无有了。
Everything she owned turned into dust.
但是她信了主之后。
But after she converted to Christianity.
她说，我今天有了耶稣基督。
She said, "Today I have the Lord Jesus Christ."
就如保罗所说的，我已经得到了至宝。
As Paul said, "I have received what is the most precious."
我以前没有耶稣所拥有的一切，有一天归于无有了。
And in the past, before I came to know our Lord Jesus, everything that I own has become dust.
我今天拥有耶稣。
Today I have the Lord Jesus.
我就拥有耶稣应许要给我一切的福分。
And I have received, or I shall receive, the blessings that Lord Jesus has promised.
所以他到灾区去呀，造就了很多那种灾难中的这些人。
So she went to the disaster area and encouraged the victims.
真的，主耶稣应许要在这个苦难当中，让我们在他的爱中享受平安。
It is true that our Lord Jesus has promised us peace in times of tribulation.
第二，他要给我们自由。
Secondly, our Lord shall bless us with freedom.
我们常说自由就是我们的第二条生命啊，不自由不如死。
We often say that freedom is like unto life. Without freedom, we'd rather die.
但是我们得到真的自由吗？
But have you received genuine freedom?
在约翰一书第五章的十九节。
In 1 John chapter 5 verse 19.
说全世界都握在恶者的手下。
It tells us the whole world is lies in the hands of the evil one.
自从我们的始祖亚当犯罪之后，罪就进入了世界。
Ever since our ancestors Adam and Eve had sinned, sin has entered into the world.
罪就在人心中作王。
And sin has conquered the hearts of everyone.
因为人犯了罪。
Because humans have sinned.
违背了神的命令。
They have gone against
the commandments of God. 一个人违反了国家的法律。
It's like unto a man who has violated the laws of the country.
犯了要被判死刑的死罪。
And they have committed a mortal crime.
是人犯罪之后，人跟神之间的那种属灵的生命就隔绝了。
When man had sinned, the spiritual life that connects man to God was broken.
就好像树枝离开了树干。
Like unto a branch that has been broken off from the main tree.
人就受制于撒旦的权势之下。
And ever since, humans have been in the control of Satan.
并且罪就在人心中作王。
And sin has conquered the hearts of men and become their king.
我们好像很自由，其实呢，我们常常被撒旦束缚，被罪恶把我们捆绑。
Superficially, we look to have enjoyed the most freedom, but unknowingly, we have become slaves to our sin and to Satan.
现在在美国加州的洛杉矶的一位杨洪茂长老。
And we have an elder Yang Hongmao who currently lives in Los Angeles of the United States.
他曾经呢，在台湾现身当传道。
Elder Yang used to be a preacher of our church.
他会现身出来当传道，是因为他当教会啊负责人的时候。
Before he was a preacher, he was a board member of the church.
有一个慕道朋友啊。就是被魔鬼附身已经十几年，整年了不穿衣服。
There was a particular truth seeker who has been possessed by a demon for decades, and all year he would not put any clothes on.
从来没有剪过头发，头发很长。
And he has never cut his hair, therefore he has long hair.
啊，被家人把他关锁住。
And he was being isolated and locked up by his family.
有邻居介绍他来信耶稣。
There were neighbors who actually asked them to bring him to the church.
家人到教会来。
But when the family came to the church,
因为他当教务。
Because our Elder Yang used to be the religious affair in charge.
所以他常常去探望他。
So he would often go and visit this particular person.
那个时候对他对神啊许了一个愿。
At that time, he made a vow to God.
说主啊，你如果让这个人能够清醒过来，我就出来当传道。
He vowed that if our God could make this person become conscious again, then he would offer himself to be a preacher.
当然，他内心有一股怜悯心肠。
Of course, in him there was some mercy for the man.
他就这样子迫切祷告。
So he prayed fervently for this poor soul.
有一天祷告的时候，神的灵感动他。
One day when he was praying, the Spirit of God moved him.
他就到这个被魔鬼附身的这个人家里去。
So he went to the house of this person who was demon possessed.
跟他家人说。
And he said to the family.
门把他打开。
Open the door.
家人怕怕。
The family members were scared.
他说不用怕，耶稣要救他。
And he said, "Fear not, God wants to rescue him."
奉主耶稣圣名出来。
So he said, "In the name of Lord Jesus, come out."
他帮他剪头发。
And he cut Elder Yang cut the person's hair.
帮他洗澡。
And bathe him.
祷告着清醒过来。
And all of a sudden he was
魔鬼离开了他的身
conscious and
身体。
Demon has departed from him.
后来，他就出来现身当传道。
So Elder Yang later on offered himself to be a preacher.
以后移民到加州，到洛杉矶。
And he immigrated to Los Angeles.
最近。就被安立为长老，教会的长老。
Recently, he has been ordained as an elder of the church.
耶稣来就是让我们救我们脱离撒旦的辖制，救我们呐、过着脱离罪的这个捆绑，让我们得到自由。
Our Lord Jesus comes to save us from the bondage of sin and from the hands of the devil.
我们看约翰福音第八章。
Let's turn to the Gospel of John, chapter 8.
约翰福音第八章。
Gospel John, chapter 8.
34节。
Verse 34.
耶稣回答说，我实实在在告诉你们，所有犯罪的就是罪的奴仆。35节。
35.
奴仆不能永远住在家里，儿子是永远住在家里。36节。
36.
所以天父的儿子若叫你们自由，你们就真自由了。主耶稣来要我们得到真自由。
Our Lord Jesus comes so that we shall be enjoying genuine freedom.
脱离魔鬼的辖制。
To be free from the bondage of the devil.
脱离罪恶的束缚。
To be free from the bondage of sin.
我在注目教会的时候，有一位这个信徒的孩子啊，叫做李万来。
When I was a resident preacher, there was a child of a member.
妈妈信主很久。
His mother was a member of a church for a long time.
我们常常跟他跟这个李万来做见证。
We often testified to the child.
他总是敷衍敷衍，好了好了，我会去教会了。
Each time he would simply tell us, "Sure, sure, I'll go to the church."
后来知道他因为吸毒被这个毒品所辖制，很痛苦。
Later on, we found out that he was a drug addict.
所以后来我们知道之后，就劝他要来信主，靠主耶稣，你才能够得到自由。
When we learned about his drug addiction, we went to him and advised him to come and believe in the Lord, because only then he shall enjoy genuine freedom.
有一次布道会的时候，他果然来了。
Once during an evangelical service, he came.
主耶稣的怜悯。
It was indeed a mercy of God.
听了他妈妈以及教会弟兄姐妹的代祷。
Our God has heard his mother's prayer and also the prayer of brothers and sisters.
那一次祷告会的时候，他竟然得到了圣灵，被圣灵充满。
He received the Holy Spirit at that particular prayer session.
哎，靠着圣灵的能力，他就把毒品就这样戒掉了。
With the power of the Holy Spirit, he was able to kick his addiction.
要戒毒不是那么容易。
It is not easy to be rid of an addiction.
但是因为信了耶稣，主耶稣让他得到真的自由。
Because he has believed in the Lord Jesus, our Lord Jesus let him enjoy genuine freedom.
因为主耶稣就是掌管着啊天地万物，掌管着一切的神。
Because Lord Jesus is the Lord of the heavens and the earth and the Lord of all.
所以圣经告诉我们，天父的儿子耶稣基督，如果让你自由，你就得到真的自由。
And that is why the Bible tells us that if the Son makes you free, then you will be free indeed.
啊，第三，他要让我们呐、啊、得到永远的生命。
Thirdly, the Lord Jesus shall bless us with eternal life.
昨天我们有讲过，生命最宝贵啊。
Yesterday we mentioned that life is the most precious.
你就是拥有的一切，如果失去了生命，那你还能够拿什么放回生命呢？
If you have earned the whole world but has lost your life, then what can you use to gain back this life?
正如传道书八章八节所说的，没有一个人能够掌管自己的生命，把自己的生命留住。
Indeed, in Ecclesiastes chapter 8, verse 8, it tells us that no one has control over his life and no one can keep his life.
世上没有一个不死的人。
There is no one in this world who will not die.
为什么会死？
Why do we die?
因为神起初造人的时候，给人一条命令。
Because when God created humans, he gave them one particular commandment.
啊，在伊甸园里面，所有的果子你都可以尽情去享受，但是呢，善恶树的果子不可吃，吃的日子必定死。
Our God commanded, you may eat freely of every tree of the garden, but of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil you shall not eat, for in the day that you eat of it, you shall die.
就如同国家的法律一样。
This commandment is likened to the laws of a nation.
你干犯了自己的法律，当然你要受啊法律公正的审判，要受死。
If you have violated a law, then of course you must receive the punishment that goes along with it.
因为神是公义的神。
Because God is a just God.
所以违背了神的公义，当然就要面对神公义的审判。
Those who have offended the justice of God shall face God's justice.
但是神也是慈爱的神。
Yet at the same time, God is merciful.
神特别法外施恩。
God was especially merciful.
借着他的独生子，就是耶稣基督，成为人到世上。
Through his only son, Jesus Christ, he came into the world.
只有没有罪的神才有资格来担待我们的罪，为我们的罪来受死。
Only a sinless God can take over our sins and die for our sake.
他虽然为我们的罪受死在十字架上，但是如他所预言的，第三天要从死里得到复活。
Even though he died for our sake on the cross, yet on the third day, as he has prophesied, he resurrected.
来证明他是生命的主宰者。
This is to prove that he is the Lord of life.
生命是他为了我们愿意放弃的，又从死里在夺回自己的生命。
For our sake, he was willing to lay down his life. At the same time, being the Lord of life, he could take back this life.
因为第三天，他又从死里得到复活。
Because on the third day, he was raised from the dead.
所以在约翰福音十一章二十五节。
Therefore, in John chapter 11, verse 25.
约翰福音十一章二十五节。
In John chapter 11, verse 25.
耶稣说。
Jesus said,
生命在我，复活在我。
says, I am the resurrection and the life.
信我的人就是死了，我也要叫他再复活。
He who believes in me, though he die, yet shall he live.
信主的人要永远不死。
People who believe in the Lord will never die.
哎，那种永远不死的生命啊，才是最宝贵的生命。
The life that never dies is the most precious.
它不只是可以永远不死而已。
Not only will the person never die,
并且要在进入神的国度里面享受永永远远的福乐。
Yet at the same time, when he enter into the kingdom of God, he shall enjoy eternal joy.
哎，那种啊，活在永远的喜乐荣耀里面的生命，才是有价值的，才是最宝贵的生命。
It is the life that was able to enjoy the eternal joy is the most precious one.
所以在今天教会里面呢，太多死人复活的见证。
In the church, we have heard many incidents of the dead being raised.
我在传道的生涯当中，就曾经呢这个面对了死人祷告再复活的见证。
In my life as a preacher, I have indeed experienced the dead being raised again.
有一个小朋友叫胡宗吉，那个时候才四岁。
There was a child. He was four at that time.
就是到邻居玩，那个是炼油厂捡了毒老鼠的那种花生米，结果血液中毒。
He went to his neighborhood to play, and there was an oil refinery there, and they have laid out some poisonous peanuts for the rats, and he accidentally ate one of them.
送到医院，医生已经宣布无法治疗了，血液已经这个毒已经进入血液，这个连指甲嘴唇脸都变黑了。
When he was sent to the hospital, the hospital said it was too late because the poison has already entered into his bloodstream. His fingers and his lips were all turned black.
当然这个母亲啊，最舍不得，刚才活蹦蹦跳的，现在一下子死翘翘，她是没有办法接受。
His mother was very sad. She couldn't accept what has happened because she had a very lively, active young boy, and the next moment he's dead.
结果跟他一起去的一位姐妹说，你哭没有用，祷告，我们跪下来祷告。
And a sister who went along with the mother said to her, it's no point crying, it's time to pray.
就在急诊室里面，他们两个姐妹就跪下来迫切祷告。
And in the emergency ward, the two sisters knelt down to pray.
当我们跟他的父亲赶到医院的时候，
When we went to the hospital with the father,
神迹出现了。
Miracle happened.
这个胡宗吉竟然张开了眼睛，看到爸爸在那边，就叫了一声爸爸。
And when the young boy suddenly opened his eyes, and when he saw his father, he cried out, Dad.
哇，护士也听到了，赶快再叫医生过来。
The nurses heard his call and immediately asked for the doctor to come.
这个孩子就被救活过了。
And the child was saved.
现在已经30几岁了。
And he is over 30 years old now.
我本身就经历好多次死人复活的见证。
I personally has seen a lot of such examples of the dead being raised again.
有一个叫做庄雨夜老姐妹。
There was an elder sister, 庄。
她90几岁。
She was in her 90s.
她要离世之前。
Before she died,
她做了一个异梦。
She had a dream.
我们去访问的时候就告诉我。
When I went to visit her, she told me about her dream.
说，传道，你知道吗？天使带我去看我的房间呢。
She said to me, Preacher, do you know that the angels came and brought me to show me my house?
哇，到天国去房间一间一间都是用黄金做的，还有我的名字在那边呢。天使说，这个房间就是你的，给你预备好了。
The angel brought me to heaven, and there were rows of houses all made of gold, and on the houses were names, and there was one that was mine. Angels told me, this house has been prepared for you.
哎，他跟天使说，那我不要回去啊，我要留下来。
So she said to the angel, I don't want to go back, I want to stay here.
天使说，不行，你还要回去，时候到了，我会带你来。
And the angel said to her, No, your time is not up yet. You must go back. When your time is up, I will come and fetch you.
哎，他说天使还交给他一把金钥匙。
She said even the angels gave him a key of gold.
哎，过了几天，他真的就走了。
A few days later, indeed, she passed away.
哎，本来这个老姐妹九十几岁是眼瞎的，但是哎，她说我到天国都可以看得见呢。
This elderly sister, she was blind, but she said, in my vision, I could see the heavenly kingdom.
啊，老人家年纪那么大了，所以家人也感觉得感谢主了，主耶稣让她没有痛苦的平平安安的走了。
Since she was of such an elderly age, her family felt that, thank God, she could go so peacefully, without pain, without suffering.
过了一整天啊，第二天。要入殓的时候
，The second day when she was about to be embalmed，
因为在家里入殓了，我们就帮她入殓。
Oh, when she was about to be put into the coffin at home, we were there to help her.
这个老姐妹本来九十几岁，满脸黑斑呐，脸皮啊皱的，他们笑说可以夹了苍蝇啊。
This elderly sister, Because she was in her 90s, her skin is very wrinkly, and there were spots on her face.
但是当我们要帮她入殓的时候，哎，她整个脸，哎，变了样了。
But when we are about to put her into the coffin, her whole face has changed.
那个老人黑斑没有了。
All the spots on her face were gone.
哎，那个脸皮呀，变成好像十七八岁的小女孩脸呐。又光滑，哎，又红润。
And the skin on her face looks like she was a teenager. It was very rosy, very smooth.
哇，全家人看了这种异象，这种情形，大家都大受安慰。
And when the family saw this, they were all very comforted.
真的，在亚当里，我们所失丧的生命，哎，借着耶稣基督。又重新得到了永远的生命。
Indeed, it is true that we have lost our life in Adam, yet in Jesus we have gained it back.
我这个眼镜也是失而复得的。
This eyeglasses that I'm wearing, I have lost it once, but I found it again.
跟陈弟兄啊去采蓝莓。
When I went to pick blueberry with Brother Chen,
就放在这个口袋里，弯了腰，结果掉到啊。那个蓝莓眼里面去。
So when I was picking the berry, I put my glasses into my pocket and went around picking, and my glasses fell into the blueberry field.
这个眼镜啊，是我在看圣经用的。
This is my reading glass.
没有这个眼镜啊，就很麻烦。
Without these eyeglasses, I couldn't read.
哎，昨天呐，这个陈弟兄又邀我去采蓝莓。
Yesterday, Brother Chen invited me over to pick blueberries again.
之前啊，我就告诉他，如果有人去采，看到了眼镜啊，就帮我找一找。
And before we left, I said to him, if anyone found my eyeglasses in the field, we could perhaps ask them.
但真的很难呐、啊，那一个这个这个南门眼呐、啊，不像观光果园呐、啊，有整理里面呐、啊。有那种荆棘啊，杂草啦、很多啊，好像海底捞针啊，到哪里去找呢？
The blueberry field is not like a neatly tidied up orchard. There were brambles and bushes, so to find this pair of eyeglasses like to find a needle in a haystack.
但是我昨天去的时候啊。就想是啊，这个好像海底捞针怎么找？但是这个时候就让我想起了，哎，我们美国教会啊，有一位慕道朋友，就是北京大学呀、 啊，到美国做博士后进修的啊一个博士，我们信徒跟他做见证，带他到教会来慕道。
And I said to myself, to find this pair of eyeglasses in the field is indeed like unto finding a needle in a haystack. But this made me remember an incident about a member of ours in Los Angeles. He came from Beijing. He was actually a postdoctoral candidate from the Beijing University, and he went to the U.S. to further his studies.
这个教授表明他是无神论者，他不会相信神的。
This man initially announced that he is an atheist. He would never believe in gods.
但是看到我们教会这些青年呐、啊，那么热忱呐、啊，不好拒绝，就随着他们到教会。
But he was invited to the church by the youths because they invited him so warmly. He felt that he couldn't refuse them. Therefore, he came with them to the church.
也跟着大家一起祷告。
And he also knelt down and prayed with everyone.
真的，主耶稣说。不是你们拣选我，乃是我拣选了你们。
It is true that Lord Jesus said, "It is not you who chose me, but rather I chose you."
祷告竟然得到了宝贵的圣灵。
When this professor prayed, he received the Holy Spirit.
他本来啊，大腿有一个肿瘤啊，医生已经约好要开刀了。
He had a tumor in his leg, and he had already made an appointment to have it removed surgically.
当他再到医院去准备要开刀的时候，医生做最后检查，哎，怎么发现那个肿瘤消失了
？When he went to the hospital for the final preparation of his surgery, the doctor examined him one last time and found that the tumor is gone.
所以让他不得不信呢。
This compelled him to believe in God.
后来他就要接受洗礼。
Later he requested baptism.
我们美国那个。啊，洗礼呀、啊，是到海边去。
In the United States, baptism was conducted at a beach.
要受洗的时候，传道告诉他：“你把眼镜拿下来。”
When it was time for him to go into the water, the preacher reminded him to remove his eyeglasses.
他说：“不用，不用，因为他近视啊，很深呐、啊。也如果眼镜拿下来，什么都看不到了。所以他说：不用，不用拿，不用拿。”
Because he is short-sighted, he can't see without his glasses, so he told the preacher that he needed the eyeglasses to see.
结果啊、下到海里受洗，一起来，哇，眼镜被海水冲走了。
When he went into the water and came out of the water, his eyeglasses was gone. They had been washed away by the waves.
带他来信主的这些年轻人呐、啊，真的心里好着急啊。怎么办？真的大海捞针啊，哪里去找眼镜啊？在大海里面怎么找
？The youth who brought him to the church were anxious for him because he has lost his glasses. He couldn't see.
啊，那些青年说：“主啊，求你怜悯啊！啊，让这个弟兄啊，休息之后不要因为眼镜丢了而对你呀、啊、产生了怀疑。”
The youth began to pray to God and said that.God, please do not let this newly baptized member feel or doubt his faith in you because he has lost his glasses.
当施洗结束，最后一次祷告。
After the baptism and in the final prayer.
祷告结束。
After the prayer.
眼睛一张开。
He opened his eyes.
眼镜就在他的脚前。
He found his eyeglasses right by his feet.
哇，这些年轻人，眼镜就在这边呐、啊！
And the youth said to him, "Look, your glass is right before you."
大家高兴得不得了啊！这位教授也说：“我虽然以前是无神论者，但是借着我信仰上啊亲身的体验，让我不得不相信有神。”
And the professor later on said, "I may be an atheist in the past, but my experience compelled me to believe in God. Indeed, there is a God."
所以。昨天在那个南门演的时候，我就想，哎，一个教授眼镜丢到海里面去都可以找到，我不过在这个南门演里面嘛，我就心里默祷。
Yesterday, when I was in the blueberry field, I thought to myself, if this professor can find his eyeglasses in the sea, I can certainly find my glasses in this field. So I prayed.
结果眼睛一张开，眼镜就在我的前面，差一点被我踏碎了。
After my prayer, I opened my eyes, and there it was. My eyeglasses was right before me, and if I were to take a step forward, I could have stepped on it and broke it.
真的，耶稣就是至宝。
Indeed, our Lord Jesus is precious.
你拥有耶稣，就拥有主耶稣应许所要给我们的一切的福分。
If you have the Lord Jesus, you shall receive the promises that He has promised.
尤其他所要给我是给我们的平安、自由、生命。
Especially, you shall enjoy peace, freedom, and life.
但愿我们每一位慕道朋友都能够尽快的到主耶稣面前来领受主耶稣所要赏赐给我们的宝。
I hope that our true seekers would take this chance to come and be close to Jesus and to find that indeed our Lord Jesus is precious.